something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. So Luke's Gospel chapter number 10, from verse 38. Now while they were on their way, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. It occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me." But the Lord replied to her by saying, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. You're anxious and troubled about many things." That's what Jesus said to her. He said, "You're anxious and troubled about many things." And when we read from the International, the New National Version, he said, "You're worried and upset about many things." That's what the Lord said to the woman. "You're worried and upset about many things." Jesus knew Martha was worried and upset about many things. Sometimes we get upset about many things. The Lord said about many things, not just about something. The Lord knew that her complaint about her sister Mary not coming to join her in the serving had nothing to do with the serving for that day. There was a long story behind it. The master said, "Martha, you are worried and upset. You're troubled and upset about many things." Did you ever get to that place in your life where you were troubled and upset about many things? Many things about your job, many things about your relationship with somebody, many things about even where you live. And then you're upset. And you know, when you're upset, many things begin to happen. You get frustrated, and the frustration reveals itself in so many things. So many ways. You become easily angry, easily offended. Someone talks to you, and your reply is strange. You normally wouldn't talk like that, but you're upset. So many things are going through your mind. And what's actually happening is your experiences are now introducing a character into your life. They're changing you. You're no longer that kindly, well-mannered you used to be. That friendly person you used to be. It's changing you now. What you're going through is changing you. And the Lord said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things." He didn't say you're worried and upset about your sister. No, he said about many things. Where are you in your life? Are you worried and upset about many things? It's possible. You can be worried and upset about many things. And they say, what's the problem? You say, there are a lot of problems. Don't even know where to start from. A lot of problems. That means you are not enjoying your life. You're not enjoying the life that God gave you. And so, you're not an effective witness for Jesus Christ, because you have become a candidate needing some kind of ministration. You're in need. You are the needy. Someone needs to counsel you. Someone needs to intercede for you now. So you should remain in the faith. So it's become a problem. How can you effectively help someone else enjoy his life in Christ when you are not enjoying that life yourself? What we received is a gospel. Gospel is good news. And if it's not working good for you, something's wrong. We started out to explain how that God has given us a life to enjoy. And that one of the things that God wants us to have in our lives is joy. And we went on to define joy. So we can have a joyful life always, but it's a choice. It's a choice. You can live a frustrated life just because there's someone who you think doesn't like you. And you can live all your life. You can live so many years, so many months, so many weeks trying to prove yourself to that person. And you don't need it. So instead of enjoying your life, you're spending time trying to be something else, because you see, you're trying to appeal to what whoever it is thinks about you. Do you ever find yourself trying to live in a way so you can be better appreciated? That would not be you. That would be someone else. If you don't enjoy yourself, no one will enjoy you. Learn to enjoy yourself. Learn to be happy about yourself. Start out there. Start out there. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate yourself. Remember something. You know, the greatest gift you could give to anybody is yourself. Right? You can have anything that's greater than you. And so when we say that we've given our lives to Christ, we're thinking we've given him the greatest gift, because he gave us his life. He gave us the greatest gift. He laid down his life for us. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to give God my life. But the life I'm giving him is a frustrated, broken life, unrepentant, unforgiving. And I don't want to change it. Then he gives me the tools to change it. And I ignore the tools. And every day I'm living a frustrated life. So that's not good for God. It's not good for God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.